What app is that?
We're gonna talk about this right now.
No.
I'll send you a link. Hello, America. Thanks for tuning in to the Ad Hominem Attack Disaster. This is a... We're live from East End Bistro.
It's an ad hominem retreat.
Yeah, we're at a table on the back patio because not a single actual person showed up. Just comics. No, he's a dragon.
Oh, but, sorry, I didn't notice.
There's a lot of people here, so it's, it might get unwieldy, but...
You know what? It's unwieldy is kind of what this is all about tonight, so have fun editing it, fucko.
You're unwieldy.
Yeah.
You're a dick. You're upsetting me.
I'm upsetting you. I'm upsetting you, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, I drove him here. I know all about how much you upset him.
What's unwieldy mean?
It's without wielding.
Just before we
continue.
Yeah. It's like you're on somebody's wieldy. Like the opposite of that.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly. When they're not like that, that's unwieldy.
That should be a phrase. Like when we walk in and everything's in its place, it's like, well, things are real wieldy in here.
All right. How about this? Everyone say their name. Start with Dave. Oh, I just said his name. I fucked the whole thing up.
You fucked up my intro.
Going around the table.
Dave Flint.
You can do it, buddy.
Mike Dragon.
All right.
Tim Cornette.
Andy Barr.
Tabitha Jones.
Ryan DiPerna.
Greg Kennedy.
Ryan DiPerna is not
DiPerna. Here.
I'm Ryan
DiPerna. Fam.
Fam.
Ryan is hopefully getting shook down by a TSA. Searched anally.
I'm wearing a coconut bra.
Wow, how very Ryan DiPerna of you.
Yeah,
constantly
he's really
doing
weird.
That.
No, you're
he's
not.
Really weird guy.
You are not.
Nope. And no.
Underneath my shirt I am.
Andy left our. I was going to have Andy start to do a song.
Andy is like, fuck this.
Great, give us a beat. Don't call it a comeback.
I believe you.
Beatboxing?
Yeah. No talents but that.
Words! How many of us have them?
Well, there's a lot of comics here for no one knowing what to say.
Yeah, was it like a topic?
What's your podcast?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Take the reins.
That is true.
What happened to the show tonight there?
What happened is nobody came.
You know what? I really appreciate you guys not trying to go on with the show anyways, like a lot of you assholes would do. Like, oh, well, let's drag this out and make this painful. I appreciate you guys resisting that urge.
Yeah. I don't want to ask you guys to come do a show and then just tell me jokes.
If you took that attitude, like, come entertain Chris Paul.
We just do that over Tim's house. Probably be a lot more
house stand up. You guys, any of you done house stand up?
Yeah, I've done house stand up.
Shows. Yeah,
those are some of the funnest shows.
We just Lousy Weather Media just had a house show last Saturday, and it was great. Squire headline. Cody Cooper actually has 25 minutes, which I didn't know. That was fun to learn. And Mike Calhoun crushed opening up. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm doing that. I bet everybody wanted to know that.
Whose house is that at?
It's Sean Ast, the guy
who
that
books
runs
that house.
Whoever pays the mortgage.
Yeah, he's the head of Lousy Weather Media. He runs, it's like a seasonal show.
Yeah.
It's, I got to do it last year. He packs it out. It's wonderful.
Fun.
What would you guys think of if I rented a B&B, like a nice B&B to do a show there?
What's a B&B?
Airbnb.
I don't know what that means.
Airbnb.
It's like Uber for hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so
they
like,
bring you a hotel?
People can rent out their bedroom for the weekend.
Yeah. So like how a hotel, like a taxi is to Uber.
You go into
a hotel is to an Airbnb. So you can rent if it's just someone's house.
Oh, bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
Air bed and breakfast.
I like the breakfast part.
I am actually surprised you haven't heard of this. This has been a big thing.
They don't do a lot of bed and breakfasts in Lake County, sir.
Yeah, but you have television and internet.
I'm not looking up new hotel ideas all day.
You think he travels?
What are people doing new in the hotel industry?
Come on stuff and leave.
Yeah, they're like, they're undercutting it because they're like, why am I paying $120 for some cum-stained mattress? I don't want to sleep in rich guy's cum.
Right, you can pay $75 for a cum-stained mattress.
Yeah.
I work in a hotel, yeah. You don't want to be with the last group that was there. They're always weird.
You know, that you do work in a hotel. And, like, this is my... Because, like, anything that, like, nice hotels used to do for you, like, all the, like, the extra stuff that you would pay extra for, is now handled by your smartphone. So, it's, like... So, like, the difference between, like, a $30 hotel and a $150 hotel or, like, a $500 hotel is how big the pool is and how many bugs you're going to get.
My mom was working housekeeping at a hotel in Mentor one time, and the guys that were the Smothers Brothers from Nickelodeon stayed in the hotel, and they left her an orange for a tip.
Did you just say the Smothers Brothers from Nickelodeon?
From Nick at Night?
I don't know if that's worse.
That wasn't even like.
That's where they were on when I saw them.
Yeah.
What's the Smothers Brothers?
Yeah, I don't know.
They make jelly like or something?
The Smothers Brothers were a very important. They were fired from CBS.
Oh shit!
They were fired from CBS because they were too liberal. They were fired while they were like the top rated show. It was like really smart sketch comedy. You should really look them up. Yeah. Comedians.
Was it?
Late 60s.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they were criticizing Nixon.
Yeah, it was like around the time of Laugh-In, but they were like smart, and Laugh-In was not. So,
Guess which one?
Didn't
Laugh-In
have Goldie?
So Laugh-In would be SNL. Laugh-In was like a Saturday Night Live, but like really, really quick. Like they were like quick.
Like bad TV.
It was like a little more variety showish. Yeah. They were like folk singers was their was their thing, and they. And they were brothers. They're actually brothers. And they wanted, like, Tommy's mother was always like, Mom always liked you best. And they were like, Mom always liked you best.
Yeah, and then they criticized the president, so they got thrown off the air.
Well, they sound they sound real subversive.
It really was subversive.
How about that Nixon, y'all?
Nixon is not what I thought you were going to say.
You know what? He is a crook. Well, they're cheap pricks, I guess, is the point.
That was actually one of their jokes, too, like how they were cheap.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yep. Do they have a gong or something? Or
the Gong there? Show? I think that's a different name, right?
The Gong Show.
Yeah.
Can we just print Game Show?
They might have been on the Gong Show.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just let's talk Game Show Network, guys.
Yeah.
Gong Show, Newlywed Game.
You should pause in editing and, like, go to YouTube and, like, throw in some Smothers Brothers clips here, just to...
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Entertain...
Regular listeners of the Ad Hominem Attack Show will know very little editing is done.
There's really, really not any...
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on Nick at Night. That's where I saw them, so... I don't appreciate the judgment.
And you didn't see him on Nick at Night. You saw him on VH1.
It would be one thing if you would have said, like, I saw Fernwood Tonight on Nick at Night. Because, you know.
You know what Nick at Night did rerun was the Flip Wilson show. Did you ever watch that? Yeah.
I mean, I saw some of it, like, when I was looking it up, because I was curious.
Yeah, it was really great.
I seen a YouTube clip of him in a dress, and I was like, nope.
That was, like, a big deal. Like, that was Geraldine.
That's all I saw. I never saw the show.
Yeah, that was, like, his big character.
Yeah.
Is that, like, when Geraldine did,
Shanae. Yeah, it was actually really
funny. But that was, like, funny, though.
Well, it was, like, so was Gerald. She was, like, doing 7-Up commercials and stuff, and she was funny. She was like Madea.
Madea.
Madea?
Madea.
You mean Madea, maybe?
Tyler Perry.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Tim Cornette's really white.
Madea.
No.
That could have only been
you
worse.
You fucking crackers, I will not be judged on my whiteness by this fucking Klan rally.
Well, big fun hanging out, guys.
That could have only sounded worse if you said that there, Madea.
No, I hate that shit too. It's not even funny. I'm just tired of seeing this big linebacker built ass motherfucker in this dress stretching this joke out for like 17 plays. Like, get it, man.
You know,
get it.
I will say, on the other hand, Madea kind of reminds me of my mom. So I'm like, oh, I kind of get it.
Your mom shot at you a lot?
She had it in her. Okay. She was capable.
Tim was able to live with me because of his mother.
Damn. In case anybody's wondering, that's not a plus one. It's a minus.
Why does his mother also look like Heath Ledger's Penguin?
All of these great jokes and more can be had at the end on an attack.
I'm just thinking Danny DeVito in that onesie at the end of Batman.
No, that's... I like how nerdy that is, because that takes a second where...
Yeah.
Him biting off that guy's nose scarred me for life when I was a kid.
Well, that's Danny DeVito to Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah.
Jeremy Shearer is Danny DeVito to Christian Bale's Batman.
Yeah. I keep getting told I'm allowed to play Guineas, but I don't want to do it. Jews and Italians apparently are interchangeable.
Is the penguin supposed to be Italian?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, Danny DeVito's Italian.
Yeah, but Cobblepot isn't an Italian name.
Oswald
Cobblepot.
That's his actual name?
What is that?
I don't know. Who'd be a better penguin, me or Tabitha?
Dang. I gotta see both in a onesie.
I can deliver honest.
A rapper.
When I was in high school, there was a girl named Ruth who did look a lot like Danny DeVito's penguin. She had just like a longer nose and was unfortunately penguin shaped. And my friend Dustin made her life like hell every day. Like, he'd be like, wah, wah. He would literally he would chase her through like the high school going, wah, wah, wah. He would be like, hey, on cold days, do you slide down hills on your belly? Like, really, really relentless. And, like, after high school, she had confronted him because she had, like, done a lot of work on herself. She had, like, lost all this weight, and she was, like, really found her, like her actualized self. And then she came across Dustin, the biggest asshole in the world, and was like, lost it all. What are you going to say now? And Dustin said, wah, 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 wah. And he was like 25 at that point.
Yeah. Has he changed?
Nope.
Was he that guy that we ran into when we did that Zumok show that informed me that it would have been really great if I just went up there and said, I'm a Jew!
Was that guy with red hair?
I don't remember.
He said you made
that's
him
all
chili.
I hear when you're on stage anyways.
That's Tim Miller.
Oh, yeah, that's right. His name was also Tim.
I have known him. Yeah, that's the basis of our friendship.
We have the same name.
Yeah, when we were like, we were 7, he lived down the road from me, and he was also named Tim. And he cussed a lot as a child. Like, he had the filthiest mouth as a child. We're talking about a show that these guys did in my hometown that you could not pay me enough to do.
Tabitha, how much did we get paid? Like $20?
I blacked out. I repressed the entire night.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. That was...
Because their New Year's Eve was like my recurring stress nightmare.
Where are you from again?
Avon Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The bar had like 10 TVs playing. 9 of them were playing the Ohio State game, mm-hmm. and the 10th one was playing the Lifetime Movie Network.
What bar was it?
It's changed
the quarry.
Names a lot.
Yeah. It's called The Quarry. They had rocks outside, guys.
So you know.
Quarry.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's Joe Howard's room, basically. Ugh. He was like me and me.
I did.
You built it.
Is that the guy that?
You would know.
I don't give a fuck. Was that the guy that was on Zumok's podcast when they were trying?
I never really listened to Zumok's podcast. Wears a pompadour. He says really racist, homophobic things, no matter how gay he looks. Like he looks like he dances shirtless.
Yeah, I don't. But he's in that.
I was talking like season 2 of The Wire.
He's a moped guy and he looks the part.
Okay. I was basically done at Pompadour. That was enough for me.
Yeah, I've known Joe for a very long time.
I have too. He's
Joe.
He's
seen him do
stand up
twice, and both times that he did it, he almost got into a fight.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I've seen Joe get punched in the stomach at a show.
Yeah,
really?
I heard about that.
What?
That was fun. RIP Redstone, man. I'm seeing a lot of fun.
Oh, you got punched at Redstone?
Yeah, Nelson punched him.
Wait, don't they know each other? Or
yeah.
I thought they were like friends. Was it like
no,
a friend
it was,
punch?
It was a joke. It wasn't
okay.
But he put a lot of shoulder into it. I was not expecting that much.
Look, it's Nelson. Putting a lot of shoulder into it is not a lot of shoulder. Because he's short. He's Black Chad Zumok.
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, he's Isaiah Thomas. Dark-skinned Isaiah Thomas.
Chad Zumok's short.
This may be breaking news to you, Mike.
Right? It is.
But Chad Zumok is a short little Polack.
You know what, though? In all respect to Chad Zumok, he didn't blow that breathalyzer. That's the lesson we need to take.
I mean, what kind of
50%? I just want him to be helpful.
What kind of fucking name is Zumok? It's got to be some sort of.
No, player. I heard a lot of shit about Zumok, and you know me, I don't give a fuck about none of y'all motherfuckers either way. But I will say I do respect him because one night I caught him like drunk as fuck, wandering down like Euclid Avenue, and I'm like, man, I'm about to go fuck with him. So I snuck up behind him like I was just like some random dude. I'm like, hey, motherfucker.
That is the wrong thing to do.
And he turned around, and he was like, what's up? You want to go?
No.
You want to go? I'm like, it's Flint. He's like, oh, shit. What's up, man? I respect that.
That is why he is wandering Euclid Avenue at night.
He was ready. I respect that he was ready.
He was looking for it. Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
He was probably walking down the street
much
thinking,
respect.
Next motherfucker that fucking looks at me, I'm fucking him up. You want this? And you were like, huh? Come on! The fuck you want?
This'll be funny.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good times.
Dave Flint gets thrown through a window.
Sorry. I pay to see that.
It was a fourth story window. How angry is this guy? He threw him all the way from Euclid Avenue directly at his dad in Akron. What the fuck?
Now for musical selection by Andy Barr.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were gonna, Andy and I were talking earlier about how Richard Spencer's, like, now, like, he's just been downgraded to just protecting statues of Robert or General Lee.
You guys got to fill me in on a background story.
Richard Spencer is the guy that has Ryan's haircut.
Okay.
Got punched in the face on Facebook 9 million times.
The Nazi guy.
I just know that he's a Nazi that got punched. I never actually looked at what he said.
So there's a famous Nazi on YouTube. Got it.
What if he's got a lot of great
ideas?
Famous
YouTube Nazi.
Got it.
Yeah, he was part of the alt-right group that claimed to get Trump elected and shit, and then... Now they're upset with him because he pretend bombed Syria.
How do you pretend bomb Syria?
Well, he just bombed an empty building after he called him.
He warned the Russians not to come that day.
Yeah, he called Russia and he was like, I'm going to bomb some shit so people think I'm doing something. And then he sent some really expensive missiles to an empty factory and blew it up.
So, this podcast is one half comedy gossip, and one half conspiracy theory.
You can't have three halves.
Yes, you can. That's part of the conspiracy.
Thirds.
Ain't no conspiracy, Tim. This is news.
So we're going to do an alt-right song.
Yeah. This is Andy Barr's Big Number.
But I want everyone to join in. Like
Big Number.
We could also have
you want to do the
like
group clap?
Something like that, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the musical stylings of Andy Ball.
I'm getting really racist, though.
We're ready to have fun.
These are the most unsynchronized claps.
Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alt-right.
Build a wall.
Every little thing is gonna be alt-right.
Big old wall.
Woke up this morning, rise with the rising. Rising sun, three little skinheads on my doorstep, singing sweet songs. This is even more creepy than I thought it would be. Who's got the next line? Every little thing is gonna be alt-right. Woke up this morning to my old Yannopoulos. Yeah, this feels too creepy.
It's too creepy for Andy Barr. What?
Give it up for Andy Barr, everybody.
For the listener that can't see what's happening,
but I have some.
We're just one table.
Make it sound like it's a lot of people
we're
here.
We're just a single table out on an entire patio.
There are other tables here that have no idea what's happening, other than someone singing about the alt right.
For all they know, this is a mass wedding.
Yeah.
No, for a second, guys, can everybody like get serious for a second? Let's talk about a real problem in America. Burger King mac and Cheetos.
What is the problem with the Burger King mac and Cheetos?
What isn't the problem with Burger King mac and Cheetos?
I don't really do Burger King, so like you're gonna have to fill me in. What
mac
are these?
Mac and Cheetos. They've taken Cheetos, right?
Okay.
And they've stuffed them with creamy mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And they've put them all individually in a box for you and me. For $4.29.
Have you had
them? Everyone gets
huh?
Have you
what's
had
the
dip?
I will when I leave here.
Is there a dip?
Is there a dip?
Is there a dick?
Dip.
Dip.
Yeah.
Like, do you dip them in anything?
Do you dip the mac and a Cheeto filled with mac and cheese? What do you dip a Cheeto filled
He's
with mac and
ranch.
Cheese?
He's the one
ranch.
Who asked that.
Yeah. Like, what else?
I'm not the one inquiring about this.
Dip in my belly.
Dip everything at Burger King.
We should open up a People's Republic of Burgers. Like a democratic people.
Enough with this purple monarchy.
Yeah.
Well, they have those at Sheetz, so.
For real?
Yeah. You can get them at Sheetz.
So Burger King just stole their whole swag.
Yeah, basically. I never got them because I'm content with just regular mac and cheese bites dipped in ranch.
Yeah, not stuffed inside the Cheetos.
We didn't need Cheeto dust on our deep fried mac and cheese in my day.
I just don't want the MSG, so.
That's what you're worried about?
Yes.
That's the best part of the burger.
Yes, that's what I'm worried about. I get migraines. So.
Meow.
Did you just meow at me?
Somebody's got a migraine right now.
Yeah. Listen to me say that exact phrase. Yes, it's the MSG I'm worried about. I get migraines.
Okay, I see your point.
Yeah.
I see your point.
Get migraines.
Do burgers turn you on? We're all friends here. We can be honest.
No.
They make it move a little.
Yeah, they make it like at least jump.
I mean, there's like, it gets, it doesn't do the whole job.
Yeah.
I need like fries and a shake for that.
Right, but puts the key in the engine.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, now, what burger gets you all the way there? Not. Like,
no.
She likes hers with lettuce and tomato.
This is how we're getting out of this whole contract. Tabitha's fat joke. The only way we get out of the Tabitha's fat joke is if I bring Tim Cornette in front of me
with
a
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Someone's gonna be like, "Hey Tabitha, did you know that?" I'm like, "Hold on a second, Tim. She's like, sir, go, sing."
That's what Jimmy Buffett's whole career is based off of.
Making fat women happy.
Yeah. Speaking of, they're opening up a Margaritaville in town. Did you guys see that?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Of course, Greg Kennedy's excited.
Yeah.
I've been looking for my Lost Jacob song.
Something
I am
new.
Not out of Jimmy Buffett references.
Somewhere new, right?
Finally, somewhere to go in this town.
You know where we should do the next Ad Hominem Filthy Five? Margaritaville.
Oh my god, Dave, you were talking about setting up an open mic somewhere.
Open mic at Margaritaville.
Everyone wears Hawaiian shirts, it'll be totally awesome.
That would actually be.
That how is
Chad
that different
Weaver
from
would be there every week.
How different is that from every fucking VFW show? Those are bowling shirts, I'm sorry.
Frozen margaritas.
Now it's gonna be stuck in my head and you didn't finish it.
Next topic.
Issue 3. Chris Paw is a fat fucking pig faggot.
And that's his right.
He's as an
American citizen.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, that looks like it really hurt his feelings.
Is it like being a fat fucking pig faggot?
Tell us your feelings about being
Dragon
a
finally opens his mouth.
Well, I mean, answer the man's question.
He wants to know.
That comes from a text from my ex-wife.
Oh.
She said a whole bunch of stuff and then said,
"You for real?" And that's the literal quote?
Yeah.
You
fat
man, you the worst dude ever. I thought this was just a random joke.
I thought it would be funny to screen cap it and post it, and Ryan and Jeremy have been saying it nonstop for like 3 months now.
Longer than that, buddy. Yeah.
Even though she said new crazy things since
then. She hasn't topped it.
Nothing rolls off the tongue like fat fucking pig faggot.
Yeah.
Well, the new thing is that she knows I got busted with 2 ounces of cocaine 2 summers ago and ratted
everyone out. These are all fictional stories. All fictional stories.
Well, that is true. It's another Chris Paw. There are others. I friend them on Facebook. I'm building an army.
he's making a stand against the apocalypse.
I really like where this podcast is going, by the way. This is, and my fucking ex-wife.
Anybody else got any felonies they want to admit to on a live podcast?
I mean, drug court took care of mine, so I'm good.
I have nothing.
Drug court would be a great name for a podcast.
Drug court?
That is a good. Who's been arrested?
I'm arrested. Sarcastic
to be well, true. What did you get arrested for?
Just skipping court, being poor kind of stuff. But they arrested me for it. I, like, owed $500, and they're like, you know, you either pay $500 or go to jail. And I'm like, I ain't got 500 bucks. So they're like, get into jail.
Did you get handcuffed and put in?
Yeah, whole thing.
Were you wearing a white undershirt?
I was, actually. I was, like, wearing, like... I was, like, wearing... They showed up to my door. I was wearing, like these, like, jams that I had. Like, they were, like... I was just, like, sleeping in them, like... But they were, like, loud and yellow, and, like... So they were making fun of me on the way, like, the entire way to jail.
Yes. You got roasted by pigs.
Yeah. Pow!
Was that in Kentucky or here?
No, it was here.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't get arrested in Kentucky. That's bad news. That's...
Yeah, that just sounds like a recipe for fucking.
Yeah. You're better off getting arrested in Turkey.
How about you? I think the Heights, they serve you Burger King. And they lock up.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was like pleasantly surprised.
What'd you get picked up in Cleveland Heights for? Curfew?
No, just driving under suspension.
Ah.
But I was like, hot damn.
So you can go to jail tonight and get those fucking mac and cheese
bites. If you want a mac and cheese bite and a croissant, which, I mean, just ride with me.
Is Burger King breakfast all the time?
No.
All of it's not, bro. I would eat a lot more Burger King if it was.
Do you think that McDonald's breakfast ending at 10:30 might have been the thing that was keeping society in place?
Fuck yes.
Discuss.
Yeah, now that you brought it up, like, I feel like that might have been the only thing holding everything together.
I live right by McDonald's, and I always go...
The timing is.
They have McGriddles now?
I think they go all the way through.
Fuck yeah! I almost crashed my car.
God damn.
It was very like low impact, but I had to be like, oh shit, I gotta stop right now. Because like, it was the big flashing sign. It was like, McGriddles! Yeah. Oh, I was like, motherfucker!
You slammed on the brakes?
And I was like, I didn't slam on the brakes, but I should have. I like, kept coasting, like looking at it. I was like, what? And I was like, oh fuck, it's
you pulled up the emergency brake and like
I've gained about 45 pounds. Since the all day McGriddle.
So your 45 pound weight gain is all McGriddle weight.
It's a lot of McDonald's McGriddle stuff. Yeah. Mm. Hash browns, man. Too.
I crash a car every time the McRib is back.
That's why we get along so well.
I actually got broadsided because I looked up and say, oh, there's a Taco Bell at this gas station. Wham!
Ooh, Taco Bell in the gas station?
Yeah. Yeah, in Mount Gilead, Ohio. I was really hungover and I wanted Taco Bell.
I was at the McDonald's, the Charles Ramsey McDonald's the other day on Clark. And those guys do quality work. I was like in and out. Like that is probably the best McDonald's in the city.
Like everybody has got like one story about Charles Ramsey. Like personally.
All right, so what's your Charles Ramsey story? I'm assuming that you're cousins.
I can't implicate certain people, but I'm going to just say that I met him at a hookah buffet. On West 25th.
Hookah buffet.
And I was with somebody. He was like dating like an ex or somebody I knew, and I just thought that was their grandpa or uncle. I'm like, oh, okay. She brought her uncle out to the bar, and no, it was Charles Ramsey with like a full half circle and like the loudest belt with like rhinestones and shit. Like I don't know, man. The longest. I don't know, man.
Look, he saved those three girls. He can chase all the young pussy and wear all the awful shit he
did
wants.
You see his bail bonds commercial?
I did not.
No.
What? YouTube. Bail bonds. Low on cash. Need some girls saved out of basement.
Who's Charles James whatever Ramsey?
What? You don't know who Charles Ramsey is?
He saved the girls. He said the girls, the missing girls.
What girls?
Those girls that were trapped in the basement.
The national treasures. Girl,
I don't know any of the stories.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ashtabula, Ohio.
What?
It was a national story.
I was living in New York City in Taiwan for 3 years of my life.
It was.
Sorry.
It was.
They got.
Why were you in Taiwan?
One
not being an American. If your font is too high, I can help you figure out a way to reduce it.
She's also nationwide. The dig giveaway. Okay, so in the early 2000s, so, these three girls went missing in Cleveland. And basically, this dude abducted them and kept him hostage in his home for like 13 years.
Because I don't give a shit. I don't know.
Finally, like one day, he left one of the doors actually like ajar, and one of the girls is able to like smash her face through and start yelling for help.
And Charles Ramsey went there eating McDonald's.
He's the one who saved everyone. They're like, we had like the first interview, and like the thing that he said, he's like, blah, 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 it's a dead giveaway. In the interview, he was like,
dead giveaway.
He's like, I knew something was wrong the second I saw this pretty little white girl run into a black man's arms. Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
And like, the reporter's just like, okay.
YouTubed him into a song.
Yeah. In the news. Yeah, it's very catchy.
In all his interviews, he mentioned McDonald's like 150 times. So they like, McDonald's endorsed him for a while.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I walked up there eating dead McDonald's. And I saved those girls. Like, yeah. You eat McDonald's. Yeah.
Where's Charles Ramsey now? I think that's the question.
I think he's at the hookah bar. On the street the other day, or like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he's still in Cleveland.
He's just walking in people's houses.
Yeah,
he's
walking around looking at basement windows, praying for another endorsement.
Just making sure everything's all right. And he had Charles Ramsey out.
Like a vigilante superhero.
Just
a mask.
Just checking basements.
I get him confused with the they're raping everybody. Yeah, wasn't there
viral
video?
Steve.
Out here in Lincoln Park, they raping everybody out here.
That was
the hairdresser guy.
Antoine something, I'm going to say.
Oh, hold on.
I might just be being racist.
No, I think you're right.
Antoine Dotson.
Yeah.
That's his name.
You're correct and racist.
Yeah. As usual.
Yep, that's really how my auvoir.
Nothing's more racist than the way I just try to spell Antoine on my phone.
Try to spell like Antoine Jameson.
Like, nope, that's not bad at all.
She started it with an N.
Antoine.
Damn it, you're gonna die? Fuck.
Probably. Hopefully not tonight. I have a show on Tuesday.
Oh, by the way.
Sorry.
Mike Dragon's Googling all these people that we're talking about.
He's gonna text us some one of us tomorrow and be like, oh yeah, by the way, I finally caught up on everything. I have a lot to say about what was said last night.
Jeremy's doomed to live forever so he can die on stage every night.
Wow.
That got the reaction it deserved.
Yeah. Somewhere in an attic, there's like a CD where Jeremy is like aging, but he's like doing really well.
I actually have that CD on my phone.
Yeah. And when the CD's over, that's when you die.
It's
that's why I haven't
CD
listened to it yet.
Boring.
Finish your joke, stupid.
He's too pleased with himself to finish his joke.
Is it still running?
Awesome. Boring and gay.
Yeah.
All that works. Yeah, boring and gay.
I was worried it was going to be offensive because you stammer like a little bitch every time you're about to say something offensive because Columbus ruined you.
His face fell.
it wasn't Columbus.
Columbus did ruin me.
Can we get a special guest performance this next Rose Battle? I personally took the liberty of booking Cerebral Sam against Marlon Fierce.
That would be amazing.
That's a bum fight.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's
a bum fight.
Yeah, I'd rather give him a
$1 million.
Can we
just solid Marlon on here?
Forehead.
Give them both a knife and throw a sandwich down.
you can't throw a sandwich, Chris Paul.
Liberty cornbread. I ain't that.
I can't battle Cerebral Sand. I'm not that way.
The best thing I've ever seen in my entire life is Greg sitting there trying to convince Marlon that they've fucked before.
It's the greatest thing ever. He's extremely homophobic, and if you just say, hey, remember that time we fucked? He's like, well, I did not fuck you. And he's like, he panics.
The first night Greg ever really talked to Marlon, I watched him just be like Marlon's like, I'm not that way. And Greg's like, I'm totally that way. And he's like, oh, what? And he's like, you're crazy. You're wild. And Greg's like, I fuck men all the time.
To be fair, you don't have to be retarded to deny fucking Greg. All you have to do is fuck Greg.
You gotta be retarded to admit fucking Greg.
Look, he's tall Ben Palmer. You shut the fuck up. He's a handsome boy.
Ben Palmer's pretty tall, isn't he?
No, Palmer's my height, but yeah. He also has my hairline now. So
I saw that.
Yeah, it makes me so happy. Fuck you, Ben. You're too pretty.
He never treated his hair right anyways. He always looks wet.
Ew.
It works for him.
Yeah.
But he is surrounded by a bunch of women that don't matter, and that he looks wet all the time.
Well, he's had he's been dating Erin, I think, is her name, for a while now. So,
Do you know if he's coming through for accidental?
He's not on the list that got put up, and I'm assuming that they'd invite him and not make him submit. So I don't know.
I forgot to. I didn't submit to any festivals this year. I think I was on unemployment when they were all getting posted and didn't do any of them.
Yeah, I see all these, like, submit, it's only $20. I'm like, oh man, I don't have that. I don't have that
$20. That's the rough thing about festivals in general, where it's like, well, I'd like to come to your city, but I just don't want to participate in your Ponzi scheme. I mean, I will sometimes, but like...
Not frequently.
Yeah.
That's just it. Like, I'll come through, like, if you want me to, but, like, I've gone and done people's open mic if they've asked me, but, you know, don't ask me to give you $20 to come to your open mic.
Yeah. So.
At least make sure there's going to be sandwiches there.
Yeah.
At least. At the very least, sandwiches.
There were burritos last year. That was
pretty great.
And granola
bars. A lot of granola bars.
The accidental does it all right. I spoke, like... At least $20 worth of weed, so...
At least.
Yeah, can we edit that part out?
Y'all admit to a lot of things.
I smoke $20 worth of weed. I forgot that this was still a podcast. This is just
a you and the entire internet?
Yeah.
David Flint is in no way responsible or affiliated with any of these people here.
See, it did.
Seconded.
Good. I'm Chad Zumok.
See, that wasn't Tim at all.
Yeah. Who's Tim?
Hey, where's my fucking $500, Chad?
Is he owe you $500?
Look, I'm supposed to be over it, so we won't go over it again.
I mean, this podcast is a perfect...
No.
Air it out.
No, every time I air it out, he gets mad, so...
You clearly are.
No, of course I'm not over it.
You clearly are over it.
I'm not over it, because...
We've already made fun of him. He would have... His brain would have already exploded.
His ire's been raised.
Yeah. Like, if he's still listening to this point, like, he's already ground his teeth down to the gums.
Okay, if you want me to air it out, fine. Chad did a contest at Vosh. I clearly won. And the judges that he had voted for me. But he got drunk and somehow fucked it up so that Joe Howard won. And I needed the money way more than Joe, so I was furious. I was going to give some of that money to Tim for rent, and some of that money to the drug dealer that I owed a lot of money to, and it would have gotten me out of a hole. And instead, I just had to behave like a good little boy and pretend it didn't bother me.
$500, my God, I'd kill somebody.
I was pissed, and a lot of people were pissed on my behalf and stopped going to that room, so... It's just that's
he messed up like Steve Harvey just like read the wrong name.
Yeah, but he didn't admit his mistake until that little podcast that we talked about earlier, where he admitted that he got drunk and fucked up.
So would you say that Chad Zumok does not have the integrity of Steve Harvey?
Steve admitted he's like I fucked up.
Oops,
I made a mistake.
I did this wrong. I said the wrong name.
At the end of the day,
the wrong thing.
Steve Harvey did the right thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Chad Zumok did not.
Well, Chad's defense was Joe wasn't going to give back the money. And I was like, well...
Well, that's true.
I had backup, so I could have gotten it.
See, now that's...
If you're the person that gets...
That does shift it a little bit, because that, like... Does that make Joe Howarth the shitbag? Because you're like, look, you didn't really win there, Joe. And then Joe's like... Meh.
I think it's fair to say everyone involved is a shitbag.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Myself included.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, I know you were. I know you were, but I wasn't going to get your little line out.
I'm learning a lot in these little stories y'all reveal.
Yeah, no, this is a good podcast. Let's take a minute and discuss merch.
I have 3 shirts available. Roast Me Like Jeremy Shear, Pay What You Can, Unsuitable Language, $10, Sad Boys Social Club, $15.
We got Apes going for $45.
Apes going for $45.
I don't pay more than $40. Thank you.
I don't
come
know
again.
Anything about that.
I made...
All jokes.
No, I'm not joking. Only $40. Go fuck yourself.
I made some fudge. Like chocolate fudge, but I also made some peanut butter fudge, and it's like crumbly. So I like folded the peanut butter fudge into the chocolate fudge, and that is for sale.
Okay.
Pretty
I'm
good.
So fat.
What? I would never be interested
do
in
I,
that.
Do I charge Tim for a commercial? What are you doing?
Oh, I also have a Patreon. It's $30 a month if you want to do a commercial.
We do good ones.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, join Jeremy Shear's Patreon.
Yeah, I really need the money.
Donate.
I was counting on this show to be good tonight, and I'm like, fuck!
Oh, man.
What am I gonna do?
Oh, don't ever count on that when I'm involved.
Yeah, I'm learning that now. Well, I'm not supposed to think that. I'm like, no, this is my good buddy Chris Paw. He's hilarious, and people want to see him. And then I get disappointed and upset.
As usual.
The roast battle show's fun.
The roast battles are amazing. And you should get on that while you can, because there are very few seats to put your butt in by the time the show begins.
Can't wait.
And for all our listeners out there in TV land, when's the next roast battle going to be?
What, it's the first Saturday of next month?
Saturday of next month.
June 3rd or something.
Who's insulting each other?
Well, it is round 2 of the Ad Hominem Attack Show Fury Road Tournament. One of the people sitting at this table here, Mike Dragon, moved on after an impressive victory against Matthew Scott.
Okay, good job.
That's right, folks. His last name is really Dragon.
Not Drago.
No, I threw an N on it. It was just a soft hand.
He's facing off against former champ Sam LaTourette. Then also involved is Ricky Melton, who some of you might remember from the Funny Stop like 4 years ago.
Nope.
I remember that.
He also does Win to Lose, a dirty game show.
Nope.
That was fun. I was part of that. And
you got to meet Bob Levy.
You know what? All right. We've been really negative on this show so far, but I have to say Bob Levy is a goddamn treasure. Here's why. I go up to the green room and shake his hand. Like, he shows, like, some recognition because we've run into each other in the past. And one of the guys on the show that's, like, helping Ricky out goes, "You know Shear, right?" And, like, Levy and I both look at each other like, we don't fucking know each other. But he's like, "Yeah." Which, he didn't have to fucking do that. He was just trying to make the guy happy and seem like he knew something. And, like, that's... I don't know. I thought that was really cool of him. And the fact of the matter, he's going through benzo withdrawal. So his hand was shaking the entire time he was on stage, and he still powered through it and did his shit. And people love him. It's like all mostly crowd work, but you know, he does a good job.
Here's what I say. Fuck your benzo withdrawal. You're going to be shaking so bad. Oh, real men get benzos.
What's benzo?
Benzos are like Xanax and Ativan and shit like that.
Little boxes filled with sushi.
Oh, that's bento box.
Oh, that's him.
Also on the roast battle, though, our Youngstown hero, Jason Moliterno. Let's see. We have Dylan Lusk.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Who are the five greatest comedians of all time?
Logan Rashaw.
Kyle Hahnhorst.
Kyle Hahnhorst, who's probably one of the favorites now.
I am. That Hahnhorst.
That Hahnhorst is actually tonight. Hahnhorst, while we're doing this, is in Fort Wayne doing a roast battle against Chris Wernowski. So, yeah, they're doing roast battles out in Fort Wayne now, and apparently, like, it doesn't matter who's on them, they're still drawing. And Brian Moses actually came out and did their show and blessed it, so they're doing good. I'm missing one person.
Chris Gaynor versus someone.
Yeah, Chris Gaynor, that's the one I'm missing, of course.
Marlon Fierce, let's make it happen.
Marlon versus Sam.
Bill said he wanted to battle Marlon.
Bill wants to battle Marlon? No.
That's mean. No. Don't let Bill do that.
No.
You gotta at least...
Like, look, we gave you, Bill, 2 years of bullying Schizo Bill. You can't bully the retarded guy, too.
It's gotta be either Marlon, Marlon's Sam, not retarded. Marlon, and,
Marlon drives Bill. A car.
Yeah?
Greg brings this up so often.
That means something.
Tell him what you told me, Greg.
He drives a car. He's got to be. I don't know.
I mean,
basically, Greg is surprised that Marlon is even still with us at this point. Was the roundabout?
I love Marlon.
You know, Marlon beat your ass.
Yeah, he's fucking got retard strength.
So you gotta watch who we put him up against in the roast battle. We don't want this to end bad.
He actually has one of the developed retard strength.
Yeah, he works out. He puts like videos of him working out online, and it's scary.
I'm just gonna keep being nice to him until I have cancer and he cures it and blows flies out of his
Holy shit.
I killed that cancer, Chris Paul.
Yeah. It was cornbread. Evil. I put it in the cornbread.
You got the devil in you, Chris Paul.
I would pay Greg to talk like Marlon for days on end if I could. If every time I just like call up Greg, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you know what it is. You already know what it is.
I'm just sitting here, bitch. Sitting here, bouncing my titties, boom, boom.
All right, y'all going too hard on Marlon. We gotta switch that, man. You're going too hard.
Love you, Marlon.
Marlon's going to be listening to this. He listens to everything.
Yeah.
He's wonderful.
Marlon's fantastic.
That's why you talk about me like that.
I feel that way.
The only reason we talk
like
about
like dragon hedge in his butts.
Please don't hurt me.
Any more arrest stories? Mike, you been picked up putting your hands under a stall or anything?
Nope. No, I'm a normal person, so no.
That's any, exactly what a normal person
any
would not say.
Pedophilia we should know about?
Well, I have my stories, but no, I haven't been arrested or anything like that.
I'm very careful.
He has his pedophilia stories, but all of him is the child.
Yeah, don't worry. All of my victims are murdered. No lasting scars.
I clean up my messes.
Do you ever think about the damage you're doing? Oh, it doesn't last long.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah.
So,
Well, this is incriminating. Oh, see you in court, guys.
I feel like for all the editing that
what editing?
I know. I was gonna say. I feel like for all the things that are like, there have been like five things that people have audibly been like, well, maybe we should get rid of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like this whole thing's just gonna go nowhere.
That's fine.
Yeah, this is not the podcast of somebody who's got ex-wife problems.
It's like, we're gonna be okay, guys.
I mean, there's no felony ones on the tape, but there's at least a few misdemeanors.
Well, the possibility of this being played in court in a custody thing is pretty high. But
why?
I think I know.
So it at least gets one lesson?
My lawyer's pretty good at explaining context.
Context. Down, Chris Paws and fat fucking pig faggot.
You can afford a lawyer?
Yes.
Thing!
Yes.
Yes, I work.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, ignore the boring podcast and see through to the man.
Yeah.
Juror number four, you have a question? Please stop it. We just want to find him guilty. Juror number four, that's not allowed. You have to keep listening. God damn it. Hung jury.
Who else can we talk shit about that's not here?
12 angry men. I don't know. You know, can you go grab me my thing in the other room and I can tell you?
Yeah, go get that thing. And then we can really talk about it.
Thing in the other room that has people to talk about on it.
Yeah, then we can really talk about the people who really need to be talked about.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, alright. I think this podcast is long enough.
How many hours are we at?
One hour? Yes.
Okay, he just declares, that's enough. The show comes to no organic end.
We made it.
Well,
it's Chris Paul saying no more.
Yeah. Another episode of whatever the fuck this is we're doing. Next time, whatever the fuck that is.